Oh, then it's much better.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, this is for the recording. Yes. Again, thank you all for coming. I'm not going to be repeating the whole things. Right. So, we had received lots of presentations, idea. We cannot fit more. We even got a full day that was amazing. By the way, please, after today or at some point in the next weeks and stuff like that, write to the FOSDEM organizers and say if you like this workshop to continue and stuff like that, because that's the way that they decide which rooms get, which dev room proposals get accepted and which rooms they get and which days they get or slots and stuff like that. So, yeah. We usually have 30-minute slots. Hey. In order to fit even more, we went to 20-minute slots in the middle of the day, and then you'll see. My co-organizers are here. So, you'll get this afterwards, don't worry. Very basic information about the speakers. There is a camera there, there is a microphone here. You should be talking to the camera, you should be speaking to the mic. Everything is recorded, everything is streamed. So, yeah, please take care of that. You should stay on the correct side of this red line here, because otherwise you'll get out of the picture. And I think that's the basics for our staff. I'm not sure we want to go through. Right. Oh, and the times that you see here, as you probably see, the end time is the start time of the next one, which is not correct, right? So the end time is not when a speaker should end the talk. If the speaker should have ended, all the questions would have done, the speaker who have left, people who have left, and then we're starting the new one. So imagine that all the end times are 5 minutes. They're 5 minutes way into the future, so yeah. And that's why instead of 9:10, it's already 9:07, and I'm out of my time. All right. So, any questions? Good. Perfect. Let's have a great day.
Hello, hello. I don't know if it works.
It works.
Okay, perfect. Hello, everyone. thank you, Alexios, and the organizers, first of all, for giving me the opportunity to be here today. And yeah, let's get started. Today, I would like to start with a quick and simple analogy. Imagine that you're going to a restaurant and you're going to book for dinner or lunch, whatever, and you suddenly start to see that each restaurant has their own unique system for ratings. So for example, you can see we have maybe some of them use stars, maybe some use numbers, maybe some of them use emojis, words, and so on. The question is, how do you even compare? I mean, this is the same challenge that we are facing when dealing with crypto algorithm detection. And yeah, basically this blocks good security and compliance, and that's why our work with DeskBombs and crypto standardization is so important. I'm Matthias. I'm a software engineer at ScanOSS, where we provide open source software intelligence by giving access to our knowledge base to big corporations. And today I would like to talk to you about two big updates that we were talking about working in the last couple of years. On the first side, the release of the crypto algorithms open data set, and on the other side, the decision of SPDX to adopt it as an actual standard. And by the end of this talk, I hope you learn how to actually leverage this data set to make your work easier and also to potentially stop building the same tools over and over again. To begin with, I would like to talk about the impact and why standardized crypto identification matters at all. On the first side, we have a couple key stakeholders, which might be trade compliance teams, security teams, companies which are increasingly concerned about post-quantum crypto, and maybe because auditing requirements tend to grow year over year. But here's something that is crucial. Standardization saves money. And when we started this journey, we were spending significant resources on maintaining and updating our crypto detection methods. So this doesn't only save us at ScanOSS money, but also helps the community to be more efficient. This is our proposal for the community. So we have a crypto algorithm definition list, which has a simple data structure, which is written in a machine-readable format, so it's extensible. And we even have some reference code, so you can check that out and use it that as a starting point. But the important thing here is that this is not only something that's theoretical. It's also being battle-tested by us in production, scanning billions of files, and also helping big organizations. So, these are the key milestones that we reached so far in the last couple of years. And yeah, let's go deeper into each one of them. In 2021, customers started to ask us if we could help them identify the crypto algorithms that were present in their open source projects. And at first, it sounds simple, right? I mean, yeah, but it's not. Because think about scale. When you're scanning billions of files and you have thousands of projects, you have a big problem because you have to be as efficient as possible. But we recognized that this wasn't just an internal need. This was just actually coming from real customers and real use cases. We started with keyword matching. For each crypto algorithm, we created a definition file, which contains some attributes, such as the algorithm ID. I don't know if you can actually see anything in the screen, or if it's too small, but I'll just read it out. So for each algorithm, we created this kind of definition file, which contains